not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I know, Mark, you wanted to go off on your road tangent. Why don't you just save that until tomorrow night, because Julia was looking like she was about ready to strangle us there. So we continue.
You can
here.
Only hear this conversation so many times before it gets old.
Well, I don't know. I think it kind of came from a different perspective this time out. Anyway, our listeners tuning in this hour don't even have any idea what we're talking about. So it was about insurance in the free marketplace, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so I'm not really the best person to ask those questions. We continue here, and we go to Bill on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Julie and Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, just great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. It seems like the world is trying to wear me down, and they don't really seem to be doing a good job. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't know what you can say or can't say. I think we mentioned what happened to you and your wife recently, but I think you probably better tell the story. I mean, the last we heard from you, Bill, you were having trouble opening up your restaurant up there in Bristol, New Hampshire, where the good old boy network was threatening you because you weren't going to bow down completely and give them, you were applying for a liquor permit, so you were essentially bowing down to some extent, but you didn't want to give your social security number out to these bureaucrats because it's your understanding that according to, I think it was the Federal Privacy Act or something like that, that you don't have to. And you were trying
You don't have to, and there's no reason that they need it, and they need to show that they have some sort of authorization, you know, to collect it, that they're specifically authorized, and I just told them no.
Right, you stood firm on that one little thing, and then all of this antagonism exploded.
Oh, yeah, it seemed like a nuclear bomb went off. I mean, right. You know, everything seemed to go wrong after that.
So what was the latest that occurred? What was the incident?
Oh, that incident was we were down in Manchester and we got arrested for some driving violations and for carrying concealed firearms without a license.
Now in New Hampshire, isn't it the case?
Is this in any way related?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know whether or not, you know, there was a dragnet and they were specifically looking for people or whether or not it was just, you know, one more, incident in, you know, the big streak of bad luck I've been having.
Now, but it wasn't the town police where you were filing for your restaurant,
no, it was
right?
Manchester.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
We live maybe about a half hour north or 45 minutes north of Manchester.
Okay.
So it's my understanding that in New Hampshire, the laws that they have in regards to carrying weapons say something to the effect of that even if it's not being concealed, even if you're open carrying, but if you're in the car, it's automatically considered concealed.
Because in New Hampshire, you can't open carry legally.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've been told, yes.
Okay, got it. So did you want to share stuff about that, or did you just want to talk about something else? I mean, it's up to you, man, whatever you want to talk about.
You know, there's just been a big list of things. I've never seen so many cops in the town where we run our restaurant in my entire life. Today I saw state police, the police from the town that we're in. I've seen police from the two or the three or the four towns that surround us. I mean, they're everywhere. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you look at people and you're like, and this isn't a police state?
Yeah.
You know, you're kidding me. Also, you know, I was just reading The Road to Serfdom. Actually, there's a little comic that actually General Motors had put out as part of a little pamphlet a long time ago. And the last frame of it says, when you get fired from your job, it might be through a firing squad, because anytime the state takes control of anything that you do that used to be an error is now a crime against the state. And you're going to pay for it. And that seems to be the way, you know, the road that we're headed down. You just can't make a simple mistake anymore and, you know, just have somebody tell you, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. Now they're going to, you know, spend, I don't know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars coming after you and never, ever, ever stopping until they get you. It just seems like it's insane.
Well, they don't have to worry about how much they spend. Their coffers are almost infinite. The more they spend, the more they get the next year, right?
And the rest of us are struggling to pay for gas, they've got all that they need in order to drive around all damn day and look for people making errors.
Right, and it's the thing about government is it doesn't have any financial incentive to let a bone go. Whereas, you know, if somebody owes me $5, I'm not going to spend $5,000 going to get it.
Right.
The government will spend $50,000 to go get it. If you don't pay that parking ticket that you were supposed to pay, you know, they'll create, you know, new fees on top of it, and they'll go after you, and they'll spend far, far, far more money.
They've arrested people over 60
yeah,
cents.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're going to pay the ticket, you're going to pay a late fee, you're going to pay court costs, you know, after you go to, you know, court and lose.
What if you take the parking ticket to court, and I know in some towns you can do this, and you can just, like, keep on distracting the judge and putting in motions or whatever. I bet you could drag it out to where, you know, as far as court time goes, they're putting $10,000 into it with bailiffs and stenographers and, and you know, the space they've got there, heating and cooling and all that other crap, to get $5 out of somebody.
That's probably a good way to go about it, you know, just make sure that, you know, it costs them at least as much as it's going to cost you, and, you know, that's kind of a wash, but still, you know, for people out there who actually, you know, have time that's worth a lot of money,
yeah,
you know, it's hard for them to do that.
Yep, they'll just pay.
Right, they just want to get life back to as normal as it possibly can be, so they're willing to pay, they're willing to plea out, they're willing to bow down and do whatever it takes to make it all go away, or at least in whatever ways they possibly can. Of course, the trick is, if more people stopped just obeying and pleading and doing what the government wanted them to do, then they wouldn't have enough time in the day to hear all the cases. That if everybody went into court and started asking a bunch of, you know, Mark Stevens, AdventuresInLegalLand.com style questions, then they wouldn't be able to get through the cases. They just have to just throw the trial out the window and start throwing people in cages, and then it'd be quite obvious that the entire system is a sham and nothing more than a cover for violence. But since most people aren't willing to do those things, there's very little that changes.
Most people don't know enough, and most people are too scared to do that.
Right.
I mean, it's an incredibly intimidating process in order to, you know, walk into a court and stand your ground or do something that, you know, you may or may not be arrested for. There's not a lot of people out there who have the backbone or the principle in order to go through with something like that.
So what is your plan? I mean, I don't know what you can tell us. I don't know if you've gotten a lawyer for the situation where you were arrested over the so-called concealed weapons violations. Can you reveal anything publicly as far as what you guys are planning?
Pretty much, you know, basically what we're going to do is, you know, we've contacted a lawyer up here in New Hampshire. We're going to, you know, try and make a good go of it and see whether or not, you know, we can, you know, score some points for an uninfringed Second Amendment right.
I'll tell you, this could be a really exciting case because in New Hampshire you can carry a gun on your hip. And you can carry a gun concealed if you have a permit for $10, and they're supposed
to
just
give
it.
It's a license. They make, you know, everybody up here makes a very strong point about, you know, pointing out the difference.
Yeah, there isn't a difference. They're not.
Well,
there's
I
not.
Know that.
Okay, so you pay their $10, you ask them permission, they're supposed to give it to you every single time. I suppose that's the license.
This is what it's about a measly $10. I mean, it's ridiculous. Whatever happened to the punishment fits the crime.
Right, and this is sort of the trick that government has. The proper paperwork hasn't been filled out at the proper time. You can't just give the $10 over now and make this all go away. You've got to do time, buddy.
What is the...
But
they consider,
you know,
a gun...
Legal expenses and everything else piling up.
They consider a gun on your hip, open carried, in a car to be concealed.
It's crazy.
Because it's in a container? I mean, does that mean if I walk into a building...
a building, yeah.
That it's the gun's concealed?
I don't know. It's insane.
So what is it that... I mean, are these misdemeanors that they've charged you with, or is it...
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that multiple misdemeanor counts. So, I mean, you're still looking at up to a year in jail then over this.
Potentially.
Have they offered you a plea bargain at all, or are you going to take it to court?
We haven't spoken to anyone about it yet. As far as I know, the next thing that's going to happen is we're going to walk into court on October 28th and see what happens.
Oh, I've got court on October 29th, so it looks like we'll both have something to talk about that week.
Have fun.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, they want me in there for a couch in the yard, so they might even throw me in a cage over the couch in the yard, because if they find me, I'm not going to pay their fine, and they say they want the fine paid right there and then, so I don't know what they're going to do. And, Bill, if you would, will you call us back and keep us informed as to what's going on with your situation?
Absolutely, and I mean, we're doing everything possible in order to push this forward, including a chip in and everything else.
Okay, very good. Keep us in the loop and let us know how people can help. I thank you for the call tonight. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. And enjoy the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about, and it's all totally free. Just head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or summer. All positions are paid, include a career workshop and opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November the 1st. It's coming up soon. And the sooner you're in, the the better positions you probably get, too. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. There's a stipend, housing allowance, travel allowance, tuition, books, mentoring.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. That, again, libertarianinternships.com. Another website you might be interested in visiting. We just finished talking with Bill there in New Hampshire, and as you are probably aware, he's been having some trouble. The good old boys have been coming after him and his wife. They've been trying to open up a restaurant in northern New Hampshire, and on top of all the other problems they've been having, they were recently pulled over, and they've been charged with various different misdemeanors in regards to concealed weapons, carrying concealed without a license, et cetera, et cetera. And Bill's talking about taking it to court. It doesn't sound like he's going to plea out. It sounds like he's going to maybe go all the way to the Supreme Court with this. It sounds like a case that could really set some precedent here in New Hampshire. And so if that's something that is interesting to you and you want to help Bill out, he did mention a chip-in at the very end of his call. We didn't have enough time to ask him what that was, so I sent him a message here during the break, and I got the URL. So if you want to help him out, go to williamwalker.chipin.com. That's williamwalker.chipin.com. So if you want to throw down, I guess chip in, you can throw down $5 or just a few bucks, whatever it is you've got to spare. So you don't have to be here in New Hampshire. You can be anywhere around the world. And if you want to help Bill out with his situation, great caller.
It's going to be a real Second Amendment issue.
Yeah, great caller to this program. And it's so sad to see somebody under attack like that. So williamwalker.chipin.com. All right, so the number here again, 800-259-9231. As we continue, a different story here from DeForest, Wisconsin, where a Madison-based company is the subject of an investigation by state and local officials into reports of area residents getting fake parking tickets. The company, a private security firm, isn't authorized to write the tickets, says, apparently, according to the police. Madison and DeForest police, along with the Wisconsin Department of Regulation and Licensing, executed search warrants at the headquarters of Metropolitan Protective Services, located on wherever, as well as the home of the company's owners. According to a police news release, authorities said the investigation began after several Madison residents said they received parking citations on their vehicles. The citations identified the company as Metropolitan Private Police and requested them to send payment to a DeForest P.O. box. Now, there's more to the story here, but what is it that they're doing that's so different from the government police?
Well, the government doesn't like it when you sort of assume their role and do what they do. You can't give people tickets without our permission, because there are private companies that get the permission from the government to write tickets, and they go around and do that. And their tickets are good. So you just have to have the government's permission to write tickets.
But who gave them permission?
The people.
I'm a people.
Yeah, I love this point, and that is, like, well, what people would have told – why would you hire somebody to pull you over, threaten you with violence, and extract money from you because you were going over some arbitrarily set speed limit? Why would you hire somebody to
– I didn't decide on. I think the speed limit is stupidly slow around here, personally.
Absolutely.
I do. I have to agree. I think that the speed limits are they don't do engineering studies.
They say they do.
Even if they did an engineering study, they're doing it based on the slowest, the oldest, the blindest, the dumbest person out there driving the most decrepit car.
The lowest common denominator. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who wants this kind of service? Who is it that, where are all of the citizens out there clamoring for more control? Where are all the citizens clamoring for more stop sign stings?
Well, I guess the argument there is just that you voted these people in and they made the decisions for you. But you can't vote somebody else in. There are no options. Everybody who gets voted in is only interested in getting more revenue for the state.
Yeah, I don't.
I ran for city council.
I've voted many times, and I can't remember the last person that I was successful, that I voted for that was successful and got in.
I ran for city council. They are a club, and they do not want other people in, and they do everything in their power to make sure that other people who do not have the same or similar interests as them do not get in. And it's really just... You're stuck in a rock and a hard place.
You know, I'd like to take it back. I said, where are all the citizens who are clamoring for stop sign stings? I actually did hear one on the radio over the last weekend. There's a local show. It's called Talk Back here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it airs Saturday mornings. In fact, if you listen to the Free Talk Live stream between 9 a.m. and noon tomorrow morning, you might actually hear Talk Back, depending on what time I wake up. I usually go and I pot it up and turn it on to the Free Talk Live stream so you can listen and call in if you want. But there was actually somebody last week who was calling and
there's the hooligans are speeding down the street and we need some police officers to sit down there and start pulling people over and that will put a stop to it.
Well, that's somebody who drives really slow. And I turned into that person too. I don't drive very fast anymore. As a matter of fact, you know, like if I get a cop behind me, I slow down another five. You know, I got all kinds. I got gears I haven't, low gears I haven't found yet. But I'm not proposing to tell other people, you know, that they can't go a little faster. I know that the interstate, I can go 80.
I go 90. In the nighttime, 100.
Well, I don't. I think that it's safer to go 100 during the day than at night.
There's nobody on the road.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, well, here's where I was going with pointing out that somebody had called this talkback show to complain and say, we need these police to stop these speeders.
It's just the one guy who sits in his living room and stares out the window. He's not even on the road.
Guy.
He just doesn't like what he sees. He doesn't the disobeying of the law.
But he's the one who's getting out there and doing something about it. And when I say that, I mean picking up the phone and calling these so-called representatives. Nobody is out there. The people that speed don't call and say, hey, you should get rid of the speed limits. The people that go and they violate all these piddly little violations and speeding and stop signs and all that stuff, nobody has a massive calling campaign to repeal these rules. They just go, as we were talking about before, they pay the tickets. When they get the tickets, they try to move on and move beyond that. But these old busybodies, and I guess there are some young busybodies as well, the busybodies, they're the ones with the motivation. They're the ones that want to control other people's lives, so they're the ones that are calling not only just the talk show, which happens to be hosted by one of the city councilors, but they'll also call them at home. They'll call the city councilors at home and demand this and they'll demand that, and so as a result, they are responding to some extent, but they're only responding to the people that want to control other people. I think most people want to just be left alone. Most people speed, but there's no massive movement of speeders against speed limits. It just doesn't work that way. More on the way you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
We talk a lot about freedom here on Free Talk Live. My first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comics for only $10, shipping included. You can check out the child-friendly superheroes adventure of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, Manbot, and El Diablo, and the rest of the Freedom Force at Freedom is actually all you have to do is go to Free Talk Live, and the banners down at the bottom of the right-hand portion of the page. You can see Liberty Lad busting through a brick wall, but there's a special offer for those listening right now. The next 10 people to order a signed set of Freedom Force comics will get a free comic thrown in. I guess that there's some special deal going on, so get your free comic. It's only $10 plus with shipping at freetalklive.com, and scroll down to the bottom of the banners and you'll see Liberty Lad.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I want to continue here. We'll get to the phone calls here in a moment. Just want to finish this story from DeForest, Wisconsin, where a private company has been issuing tickets, parking tickets, to people, and the police are saying that this is naughty, naughty. These are fake tickets, unlike the real tickets that we write, so we're going to get these people in trouble. In fact, they went after the, I guess they went after the home of the company's owners. They executed search warrants in their business and their homes. Anyway, one of the victims of the private ticketing says, I didn't know why, because I was, she says, I found a $25 ticket on my car, and I didn't know why, because I was home at the time. I live here and pay rent here. She said that she'd become concerned.
I didn't know why I've gotten tickets from municipalities, but it doesn't seem to matter. They'll damn sure go after you for it.
She became concerned when the ticket threatened to suspend her license if not paid on time, and there was no way to fight it. I had some stuff in my trunk that I wanted to unload, so I pulled there. I went in the house, was in there for less than 30 minutes. I came back out and didn't notice the ticket right away, she said. She said the address on the ticket was a P.O. box, but she didn't think that made sense, left messages with the company, and never heard back. She
said, that seems extremely unprofessional.
Oh, well, it's obviously a scam. Obviously, these are people that are trying to bilk others out of their money.
Well, most people, when they see tickets, probably just pay them. I'll bet they made so much money on
that. I don't know. I wonder about that. I wonder how long they were doing business for.
I feel like when I think about the people I work with, just the kids and stuff like that, I don't think most of them are smart enough when they would see a ticket to say, like, City of Keene, oh, obviously this is an approved government ticket, like, or whatever. I think people
versus the Metropolitan
tickets,
Private Police.
It probably looks very similar.
Probably.
So, I don't know. I feel like 90% of the people I work with would just pay it.
Says here, if it goes past the due date, then it doubles and I get a suspended license. So that's when I was like, I need to call somebody and talk about this because I don't want my license to get suspended, she said. Madison police said that bogus tickets have been popping up all month, starting at her apartment on wherever and spreading to other apartments and businesses. It's against state law to simulate a legal process, which a parking ticket is. You can't do that. Well, it looks like they've been doing it for at least a couple months there. Authorities said at least two people are involved in the scam. Both cities' police departments said that motorists shouldn't pay such a ticket and instead should contact the police. One of the victims said, I just don't know who's doing this stuff or why people have time on their hands to do that. I mean, I go to work. I don't make much. I'm just a regular citizen. Authorities said they've met with the Dane County District's Attorney's Office and criminal charges are expected. They said no arrests have been made, although they expect the business owner to be charged with attempted theft by deception, simulating a legal process, and threats to accuse of a crime. And there you go. They still are not returning calls. The TV station attempted to call the business, not calling back. So, look, I don't want to make it sound like I support these people. I don't. I think it's fraudulent what they're doing. I think it's terrible what they're doing. They're trying to take advantage of people's ignorance and have them just send them checks to make a problem go away that never
kind of
really
like
existed
the government
in the first place. But yes, I found the parallels very interesting because they're really not doing anything differently than the government does. It's just the government has more guys with guns that are willing to back up what they're doing.
Usually you get the tickets from the government for infractions. Usually. Whereas these people are just slapping tickets around for, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but the infractions are...
Sometimes you don't know what they are. I mean... Parking tickets are awful. Trying to figure out, you go to a new town, try to figure out when you're supposed to park, where you're supposed to park, when you have to pay for the meter, when you don't have to pay for the meter. I swear when I go to a new town, I get a parking ticket every time anyway.
Well, you know, I was actually listening to an archive from last month where Julia, we were talking about your parking
ticket. I was just
thinking
about that. I haven't paid it. I hope I can get back into Canada.
Well, here's what I'm thinking you should do, Julia, is hold the ticket. Because as we, and apparently I'd gotten confused. At one point I thought the couch enforcer had signed the ticket with just a line, but it was actually your ticket, the parking ticket, that had a line through it and as on the signature area. And so I was thinking, well, what if you held on to that ticket and brought it with you the next time you were going to Canada, and if they tried to keep you out of the country, if they said something to you about it, you could just pull that out and say, well, you know, I was going to pay, but then I noticed that it wasn't even a real ticket. Aren't you supposed to sign these things? I can't identify who this cop is. Can you figure out which cop that is signed this? Because it's just a line. It's a horizontal line in the signature area. I don't know if it'll help you, but I figured it. I mean, if you haven't paid it at this point, if you want to pay it now, it's probably going to compound several times. I don't know what the late fee is on that. It's probably really bad.
I'm not interested in calling to talk to Canadian bureaucrats to find out.
No.
I'll just go up through Quebec anyway.
What, is that different somehow?
Well, I mean, it's I don't know how it really depends. It's sort of like states here, the provinces, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I just went into a different province, they may or may not.
But they're all
not.
Supposed to be tied in. I think one of our police friends said that, like, all of North America is tied in together. I don't know.
For parking tickets?
I don't know.
It's not a moving violation.
Yeah, it wasn't clear to me what level of violations were included in that. Anyway, we continue with your phone call. So what is it that company does differently than the police do? I can't tell.
Well, this reminds me of Bill's situation that just called a few minutes ago. And I'm not sure, has it been discussed on air what his situation was?
He was arrested.
Right. He was arrested for wearing
concealed carry.
He had a bulletproof vest on, right, and then the concealed carry. And some of the comments on the news site, one of the newspapers around here, the local newspapers, said things like, oh, what a horrible person, and he must have been on his way to commit a crime.
Right.
But the police officer that pulled him over was likely wearing what he was wearing and more, and that was okay. He didn't have to explain what he was doing or where he was going to go that evening. But if it's a regular citizen... Well, that's just not acceptable.
Well, and we know it's the cop that's going around from person to person all night long committing crimes. I mean, if what you want to define as a crime, the accurate definition of crime is to infringe upon another person's rights, then that's by definition what those traffic cops do for the most part. What most cops do most of the day, yes, if they're actually investigating a real crime involving a victim, then I'll give them a pass. But if what they're doing is pulling people over for a burnout muffler or for whatever, I think that was the reason Bill was actually originally pulled over, was a muffler issue or something like that. And, you know, if they're pulling people over for speeding tickets and they're pulling people over for all this other traffic nonsense, then they're the ones that are doing criminal things. They're the ones that are threatening you. You are being threatened by a man with a gun to pull over and waste your time on the side of the road. Worse than that, they write down something on a piece of paper, thrust it at you, throw it in your car if you won't take it from them, and then later, men with guns will still threaten to steal your freedom from you if you don't bow down to them, go into their little courtroom, and go through their process. So they're the ones that are committing crimes. Bill was just driving home.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue with your calls. Ashley's on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ashley.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I've been reading this book called American Creation, which is basically a book about how the United States came to be. And with Mark as a historian buff, I was wondering if I could get your take on what would you think if Thomas Jefferson or James Madison would be alive today? Would they be considered patriots or terrorists?
I don't think people would even listen to them. I think they'd be so far from, you know, they'd be like us, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to us.
Obscure radio show.
What we say.
Yeah. Does that answer your question? Do you have more?
I do have more.
Hang on. We're going to bring you back. More with Ashley here in moments. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll try to slip your call in as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eminiforecaster.com. That's eminiforecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eminiforecaster.com.
This is Rob at eminiforecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Take a stand for health. Life-Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a variety of ways to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and help new internet listeners find the program. All kinds of different ideas there. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and help us out. As we continue with your calls, Ashley is still there in Illinois. Ashley, you're back on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
Okay, go ahead.
So basically, I just wanted to get your take on that hypothetical. Especially living in a huge city like Chicago, every day I'm just surrounded by a bunch of idiots who are donning their Obama buttons, and I just get really frustrated at how ignorant everyone is. And I just got to thinking, you know, like, what if we had some of these historical figures who made such a big impact today? Like, how would that affect things? And I know Mark just said that he thought it wouldn't make a difference. And I was wondering why you would think that.
I don't think they'd make it up through the political process. I don't think they have the shark's teeth to make it through the political process. They don't have the
just to recap, you're talking about Jefferson and Madison.
Jefferson and Madison would be the ones mm-hmm. that I'm thinking of. I don't think they have the pliable morals that it takes. I don't think the average person has the pliable morals that
Ron Paul did it.
He got lucky. That's all I can say.
But there's a lot of people out there today that are saying pro-freedom things, and for the most part, they're marginalized. I mean, they feel alone like you do. So if they were alive today, they'd probably be, you know, born in wherever it was, born in Virginia or something like that. Or
I think
so they'd be born wherever they were born, and they'd grow up, and they'd be wondering why it is that all these as Matt termed them earlier tonight, zombies are walking around them, or as Gene might suggest, these cult members are surrounding them. Why is it they're the only ones that get this whole liberty thing? Why are they surrounded by all these other ignoramuses? They might be feeling frustrated by that and not knowing what to do, and they should join the Free State Project, freestateproject.org.
Now, Ashley, you're in Obama land there, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you ever get out to the burbs?
Yeah, and it's very Obama-esque out there as well.
Really? Because I mean, you know, out in the burbs, it's you know, much wider lawns, much narrower minds, they say, and you know, the Republicans rule out in the burbs generally. And I was wondering if Obama had the same support out there, being a Chicagoan.
Well, generally, Illinois is very Obama, just because he's from the state.
Yeah, generally that's how it goes.
I haven't encountered really any Republican voice. It's basically been all Obama. And it's really funny because I just bought a button that says same president or different president, same shit.
Oh, sorry. See you later. Got to go. 800-259-9231. Can't let
you get away with that. But I understand the sentiment.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. All right, we continue with Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind, Don?
That poor boy up there in your state, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and here's my other complaint to you. I mailed you some stuff way back when. I was just hoping that you put it on your website, or I don't know how to do it, or put it on a CD or anything else. As far as the car versus the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're allowed to put it, you know, on your website. I'm quite sure.
I appreciate that. I don't really have the time, unfortunately, to scan in all the various different things that that are sent here. But if you ever get yourself a scanner, you're welcome to put it up on the wiki. The Free Talk Live wiki is something that absolutely anybody can edit. So I invite you to do that when you do have the ability.
Well, like I said, I got an old computer. It don't work worth a darn. But,
well, they do sell new ones at, you know, all the various electronic stores. Go ahead, sir. Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
But anyways, poor Bill and you guys are always saying, you know, how can they do it? And as I pointed out, all you got to do is have that car registered. And that's it. It's, you know, gloves are off and the state is God.
Mm.
You know, I did ask, by the way, on my own car around here. I went down to a notary. I don't know if you have those or not. But anyways, I asked her, I said, isn't there paperwork here to, you know, just give back the title to a car? She was so flabbergasted, of course, that would put her out of business, that she defended the state wholeheartedly.
I bet she did.
Meanwhile, here's even a better one. Did you know that if, at least in Pennsylvania, if you get a DUI or whatever in Pennsylvania, and you turn right around and you turn in your driver's license, okay, you just turn it back into them.
Mm-hmm. Because it's theirs.
In 90 days, it will never exist in their computers.
Hmm.
Now you can turn right around and go right back down and get a brand new one if you wish.
Interesting. Hey, Don, weren't you the gentleman that was talking earlier about a salvage title, or was that someone else?
No, that was someone else.
Okay. See, here's my question for you, since you are kind of like the one of the experts on all things withdrawing from the system, or at least a number of those things. Somebody has given me a car. And it's registered and it's completely legal in New Hampshire. Now, I would like to remove it from its legal status. I would like to, you know, get the title, as you were suggesting, you know, cancel the registration, turn in the tags. What would you suggest I do? What would you suggest the process be to go about unlegalizing the car or making it mine again instead of theirs?
Well, like I said, Pennsylvania and New Hampshire, I don't know what the differences are, but at least in Pennsylvania, as far as what I know of it as, you can turn right around and we'll just say I junk the car. The scrapyard will actually send the title back to Pennsylvania and it will never exist. Therefore, you eliminated the ownership from the state. Now, you can make up your own certificate of ownership with mm-hmm. your name on it.
Yeah.
The state does not have their name on it. Therefore, they don't have ownership. You do.
So you'd contact the state government people and tell them that the car is junked.
Well, yeah, and then you mail in that title that you have to them.
The certificate of title.
Yeah, certificate of title. You know, that's their ownership papers.
Right, and then they essentially wipe the car out of their system, and then you take the tag off the car.
Turn that in too. Everything. Mm-hmm. You don't want nothing to do with them.
Right.
If you have a little sticker on your windshield, you go straight off. That identifies it.
Yep, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, Don.
And one doesn't get pulled over for this?
Oh, you'll get pulled over.
I'll guarantee you. But, you know, in court, if done correctly, and like I said, I know this stuff. I don't know if you read it.
Yeah, look through it.
But the thing is that you can actually have the cop either one of two ways. You have them thrown in jail for a breach of oath. That's 20 to 30 years. That's a major felony. Or, you know, you just settle out of court for an undisclosed amount of money that, you know, you're just going to keep your mouth shut and not tell anyone.
Because you have no obligation to them, because you have not agreed to their system, and if they try to do these things to you, you can take action against them. Is that right?
Yes, and everyone says, oh, my heavens, you can't use the roads. I said, yes, I can. I said, I pay 40 cents a gallon for road use.
Not to mention your property tax too. That goes to, you know, for roading. Roads.
How long have you been traveling free, Don? How long has it been going for you?
I don't care. I got I went and bought a little Vespa scooter, and a local cop here pulled me over, and he wanted to see my paperwork, and I just showed him, and he goes, he didn't really know what to do with that.
You showed him your paperwork that you made up, right?
No, this was the original certificate of origin in my possession and a bill of sale.
Oh, wow, you actually managed to get one of those.
Yeah, well,
you can't get that back, though. I can't get the certificate of origin back from the state.
No. Once you give it to the state, it's null and void. It's gone for life. But you can make up your own form of ownership.
Right. Well,
like that certificate of ownership. It has, you know, Ian's name on there, you know.
Yeah. And I've got the bill of sale or whatever. I'm going to have, you know, the original owner essentially saying that he's gifted it to me. So I've got evidence that it's not stolen, right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, once you have it, all you got to do is, you know, you mail it back to the state. And if you're really curious about the certificate of origin, even in New Hampshire, call them up down there in your capital or wherever they do it at. And you have to call there. And then they'll actually admit, now you're going to have to pry it out of them. But whenever they get the certificate of origin, they shred it up.
Yeah, I plan on recording every single conversation I have with these bureaucrats when I embark on this particular journey. It should be interesting. And Don, I thank you, sir. We're out of time, my friend. I appreciate it. Call us again some other time. And I want to get real quickly to John in Connecticut. John, quickly, 20 seconds. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? This is John in Connecticut, as you know. I actually been, I guess you could say, involved in a little bit of back and forth comment stuff on a newspaper in Norwich, Connecticut. And I'm not sure who he is, but he keeps on actually mentioning your radio show.
Well, would you call us tomorrow night? Because we are fresh out of time, my friend. We start the show at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So
the newspaper keeps on mentioning our show?
It sounds like a comments area on a paper's website. But we'll clarify if John calls back tomorrow. Looking forward to hearing from him and hearing from you about whatever you want. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Ionic.